Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 20th. Over the weekend, overnight, we had May corn down 4 cents at 630 and a quarter, May wheat down 8 and a quarter cents at 702 and a quarter, and May beans down 6 and 3 quarters at 1469 and 3 quarters. All the grains did rally off their lows out here. We'll see how we open up. The stock market was down about 400 points early. It's currently up 95 points. So I think that's basically what brought the grains back. Looking forward to the week, we've got the Fed Open Market Committee on Wednesday. They should raise interest rates 0.25%, but have language in there that further tapering is going to be the way to go. I don't see them saying that we're going to need more hikes right now, so we'll see how that turns out on Wednesday. Today we've got export inspections. Friday we'll have export sales. They should show the strong corn sales to China in those numbers, so it should be a pretty big number. We know this week President Xi is meeting with President Putin in Russia. There are a couple of bones of contention between the two countries, but the big deal will be whether or not China sells Russia military arms that can be used in Ukraine. The Ukrainian export corridor deal has been extended. We don't know if it's for 60 days or 120. The initial reports were for 120 days, but some are saying it may be only 60 days. That's the Russians that are saying that. So we really don't know for sure. We do know that we had heavy rains in Argentina, anywhere from 1 inch to 5 inches of rain. This will help the late planted beans out here. And I think that the numbers that have been tossed around are a bit too low on Argentinian corn and beans, but certainly they've taken a big hit. Stock market was down. I guess they thought that the Credit Suisse buying UBS was, the other way around. UBS buying Credit Suisse was somehow bearish for the stock market. I thought it would shore up some of the things out here, but they haven't found a buyer for the Silicon Valley Bank, so that's still an issue. There are two other banks apparently in the U.S. that are having troubles, so maybe that's what put the market down as much. I'm not sure what rallied the stock market. I really haven't seen anything that positive. So for the week, we're going to have lots of news out this week, even more next week with the plantings report. But overall, we'll have to see. I think the funds are heavily long beans and meal. They've come out of some of it, but I still have them long about 135 beans, 140 meal. They're now about even in corn. They're about even in oil. They're still short 80 to 100,000 contracts of wheat. So I'd certainly be looking to buy wheat on the breaks and selling beans on the rally. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.